It's possible the U.S. economy grew by up to 4.5% in the past quarter, which begs the question, now what? It's the business news headlines for Wednesday, the 25th day of October. Thanks for being with us, everybody. In other news, after 6 weeks, it appears the UAW may just have a tentative agreement with the Ford Motor Company. The return of Bud Light made the news today. Injuries over at Amazon are much higher than originally thought. Raises for workers in 2024, much lower, say companies, and why this matters big time. We've got the Wall Street Report, and yet another company that created a huge buzz is now in trouble. Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you've decided to spend some time with us again today as we take a look at some of the top business news stories for this Wednesday. Want to reach us on Twitter, now known as X? You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. And over on Threads, we are at Insight on Business. Well, we'll find out tomorrow. However, it's already a bet that the U.S. economy will have grown by a whopping 4.5% last quarter. That would be the fastest rate in 2 years. While that's great news, it's not so great for the Fed. Bloomberg is reporting that the blowout quarter is good news for President Joe Biden, who's had trouble convincing Americans still hurting from persistent inflation that his economic policies are working. But it does pose a bit of a quandary for Fed Chair Jerome Powell and company. The central bank has been trying to quell inflation by dampening demand while avoiding a recession. While inflation has cooled as disruptions to global supply chains from the pandemic and the war in Ukraine have dwindled, U.S. domestic demand remains robust despite the Fed's efforts. A strong job market is still propelling consumer spending, and business activity is gaining momentum. Additional signs of persistently strong growth could, as Powell said last week, put further progress on inflation at risk and could warrant further tightening of a monetary policy. The Fed chief signaled that policymakers are likely to hold rates steady at their meeting next week, while leaving the door open to increase in the future. We'll know more about the economy in the morning. It's been 6 weeks since the UAW members went out on strike, and there are some signs that the union may be about to reach a tentative deal with the Ford Motor Company. The Associated Press is reporting that two people with knowledge of the situation said the union made a counteroffer to Ford that proposes a 25% general wage increase over the life of a new four-year contract, and said that negotiations on Tuesday extended well into Wednesday morning. Previously, Ford, Stellantis, and General Motors had all offered a 23% pay increase. A Ford deal would include cost-of-living pay increases that could lift the total pay raises above 30%, said the people, who, by the way, asked not to be identified because they're not authorized to speak publicly about the talks. In addition, workers would still receive annual profit-sharing checks. Now, it's true, all of this might still unravel. So two words, stay tuned. Wall Street fell sharply on Wednesday, dropping back to where it was in May after rising bond yields tightened their chokehold and some of the market's most influential companies turned in mixed profit reports. The numbers from today, well, those are coming at you in just a few minutes. You know, it's always a good news day when we can share a beer story. After a mind-bending backlash of ultra-conservative actors blowing up cans of Bud Light because the company had a trans woman do a shout-out, the beer is back in good graces with the UFC. That's the Ultimate Fighting Championship. Under a new multi-year marketing deal between the promoter of mixed martial arts fights and Bud Light's maker Anheuser-Busch, the brewer will become the UFC's official beer partner in the United States starting January 1. Outside of the U.S., AB InBev, the parent of Anheuser-Busch, will be the UFC's official global partner. So, it's all back to normal. Aren't you glad? It would seem that injuries at Amazon warehouses are higher than we first thought. Bloomberg is reporting that more than two-thirds of Amazon's U.S. warehouse workers, surveyed by researchers, reported that they took unpaid time off to recover from pain or exhaustion sustained on the job. The new national study, published by the University of Illinois Chicago Center for Urban Economic Development, found that 69% of workers surveyed stayed home without pay to recover, including 34% who did so three or more times in a year. The data suggests that injury and pain at Amazon are far more widespread than previously known. The report is based on a 98-question online survey that gathered responses from 1,484 warehouse workers in 451 facilities across 42 states. It was conducted between April and August and measured the percentage of workers who took time off during the previous month. Amazon employs hundreds of thousands of warehouse workers in the U.S., and the numbers are not only large, but also shocking. So what did Amazon say about the study? Amazon spokesperson Maureen Lynch Vogel said the report was not a study, but that it was a survey done on social media by groups with an ulterior motive, and said that people should look at the official OSHA reports. Well, in the study, overall, 41% of workers reported being injured while working at an Amazon warehouse. The share rises to 51% for people who have worked at the company for more than 3 years. Who's right? Think about that the next time you order a refill. Gosh. If you received a hefty pay raise this past year or last year, enjoy it. Because it looks like 2024 raises will be, in a word, meager. USA Today is reporting that nearly half of 600 business leaders surveyed this month by ResumeBuilder.com said they will not give cost of living adjustments to employees next year, and 26% said they either will not or may not give any raises at all. Of those who are receiving COLA, 48% will give a bump of 3% or less. Additionally, more than half anticipate layoffs next year. Now, this could be bad news for workers as they continue to catch up for more than 2 years of scorching inflation that ravaged their paychecks. Even though wages rose sharply for many over the past 2 years, helped by a labor shortage, those increases were mostly gobbled up by inflation. Only recently, as inflation has cooled, have workers started to regain lost purchasing power. But that looks like it may change yet again. Nearly three-quarters of business leaders said the job market has shifted back to favor companies. But there is a mighty but to this story. If meager is the correct word for raises moving forward, there is another word that looms very large, and that word is unions. Already, we've seen a surge in organized labor from coffee houses to banks, so it may be wise for employers to consider the option. I attended several sessions of the World Food Prize, which is going on all week in Des Moines, Iowa. It is a stunning event. The winner of this year's prize is Heidi Kuhn, who for 25 years has been heading the nonprofit Minds to Vines. And get this, they go into various countries and clear landmines and unexploded ordnance to reclaim the land for agriculture. We'll have more from that event later in the week. It was a rough day on Wall Street as the major indexes closed in the red. The Dow sank by 105 points to settle at 33,035, about where the blue chips were back in May. The Nasdaq fared worse, down 318 points to 12,821, as the communications and tech sector gave back. S&P 500 fell by just over 60 points, which is a big loss for those 500 listed businesses. The S&P ended the day at 41.86. West Texas Intermediate crude was up on the day, gaining $1.55 and ending the trade at $85.29 a barrel. The 10-year T-note, well, that bounced upward again to 4.961%. And finally, there is this, and this is about a buzzy brand that's fizzling out. Hello Bello, the baby products company founded by actor couple Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard back in 2019, has filed for bankruptcy protection in what the information describes as a symbol of the challenges faced by buzzy consumer-focused startups. Rising shipping and material costs had challenged the company for some time, and according to the bankruptcy filing, its liabilities could be as much as $500 million. Hello Bello is not the only celeb-backed brand facing headwinds. The Honest Company, that's Jessica Alba's baby and beauty product company, has seen its shares tank by more than 90% since its IPO back in 2021. Here today, gone tomorrow. And that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Sunday through Friday, the crew would be Chap Ramsey, our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby, wishing you a profitable and safe rest of your Wednesday. Be safe, be well, be careful, and most of all, remember, be good to your fellow man. Good day.